Deze daf is aan Hendrik Daf Kofjord Gimel, de laatste avond van de zachte beholding on Kofjord Beis on the Days at the Tanan Hatam. Tanan Hatam is about a quarter of the way up. The truth is a little misleading because there is no such Mishnah. However, this is a brighter that appears in a few places. Isar shel ma'aser sheni petura min achala liberabi meir. If somebody made himself some dough that is made out of ma'aser sheni, then he does not have to take challah from it, according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir's shita is in general that ma'aser sheni is considered to be bomon gavoah. Whereas the chachomim are machayvim. Chachomim say it's his own. Therefore, it's included in reshit arisotechem, it's your own, and you have to take off challah. To which now, Rav Chisda explained, and with some of the other issues we've been talking about all along, but Rav Chisda, which is why we bring this, Amar Rav Chisda, machloket b'maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim. The only machloket over here is where the maaser sheni is in Yerushalayim, and therefore it's mutter to eat it. The only question is, are you eating it because you're being zeicher from Shulchan Gavoah, so to speak, and it's considered to be not Momon Hedit, but Momon Gavoah, or whether it's considered to be entirely your own? That's the machloket. So there, Yerushalayim, Rabbi Meir, Savar, Ma'aser Sheni, Momon Gavoah, and the Mela, it's not your own, it's not Arisotechem. Rabbanan Savri, Momon Hedyotu. But if this Ma'aser Sheni would not have been brought up to Yerushalayim, it would still be Bigvulin. Of a big vulin, there's no question that you would not be chayiv, because since there's no heter achila, it cannot be considered to be arisotechem. You can't eat it. Either, perhaps, Rashi hints, maybe because it's considered to be the kulei alma at that point, moma gavoa, because it's not in your hands. Others argue, but certainly it's not considered to be your own to be able to be looked at as your personal dough. You can't eat it. And here, our sugya now suddenly becomes relevant to the discussion of Rav Chisda. Motziv Rav Yosef. You take a look in our Mishnah, so we have the din of the Irani Dachat, is that Ma'aser Sheni v'kitvei HaKodesh yiganez. Now I ask you, what are we referring to when we say that the Ma'aser Sheni yiganezu? Again, when we say yiganezu, the assumption is it's awesome. It really ought to be burned. But we're going to go easy on it because of the fact that it has in it elements of Kedusha, so we don't want to completely destroy it. Now, where exactly did this happen? B'mayaskina. Are we talking about that this Maaser is in Yerushalayim, and therefore it became Oser as part of the Shalal of the Irani Dachat? Because, I mean, that's what you're indicating. You're indicating that the Chachomim hold that Maaser in some place other than Yerushalayim is not considered to be yours. If it's not considered to be yours, how did it become usher as your money from the Irani Dachat? It isn't yours. So you must be talking about Yerushalayim. Well, it can't be Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim have Irani Dachat. Could Yerushalayim be an Irani Dachat? Vatanya, Asara Devarim Nebru B'Yerushalayim. Zohar Ben, there are 10 things in which Yerushalayim has specific dinim. One of them is that Eina Nasi Irani Dachat. So it can't be talking about a case where now this maaser was actually mutter to be eaten. Okay, so what is it talking about then? Ela bi'ir acheret. So let's say it was another city that became an Irani Dachat, and then they brought it to Yerushalayim. But the point that they bring it into Yerushalayim becomes mutter. So since it becomes mutter, it's now part of the rechush of the Irani Dachat. Hold on a second. The din is that once Maaser is brought to Yerushalayim, it can't be brought outside of Yerushalayim. So now that means that it's all very nice to say that according to the Chachomim, it's yours and you're allowed to eat it and it's not Momon Gavoah, but what does that have to do with it? Anyway, it's not considered to be Nikbatzim Betocha, so there's no way that it would be included in the Rechush of the Irani Dachat, no matter what, once it was Kotua Mechitzot. It's stuck in Yerushalayim, basically. So then it can't be called the Rechush of the Irani Dachat. Okay, so then what is it talking about? We only have one option. The Maaser is still Bigvulin. Now, you claimed that if the Maaser is Bigvulin, it's not considered to be the Momon of the people in the city. That's what you said. So then why does it say Yiganezu? It says your Befer is Yiganezu. So obviously it is considered to be the Momon of the Irani Dachat. And Be'etzem, we would burn it. Except for the fact that it's maaser and it has elements of chashivas that we don't want to be mezalzel in it. So, not necessarily. Maybe it's talking about where the Eir Nidachat, again, we agree, it's certainly not Yerushalayim. And it's talking about that we brought it up to Yerushalayim. Now you're saying, so I understand, so why aren't we eating it? I'll tell you why we aren't eating it, because it became Tameh. Of course, it's a little ridiculous. If it became Tameh, it's not with it being Eir Nidachat. Fine, this is the Gemara we'll get to. Let's ignore that for a moment. So, Achavamai Askinan Shinitma asks the Gemara, well, what difference does it make then? Because if it was Nitma, the din is that you can be paid it even in Yerushalayim. And therefore, if you can be paid it, it doesn't need to be buried. So then, Lifrike, Domar Rabbi Elazar, Minayin Lamaser Shanishi Nitma, Shepodino Toafilo Yerushalayim. So even though once Maaser Tahor is in Yerushalayim, you can no longer be paid it, because it's only Yerchak Mipcha Makom, and you see that you're not going to be able to bring it up. And then Sarta Kesef Biyadecha, fine. But if you're close to Yerushalayim, you can't. But what about if it's Tamei? The Pasuk continues not only by defining it being too far away, Yarbeh Mimcha Aderech, but it also says, Ki Lo Tuchal Se'eto. Now, the simple level that means, it's too much there for you to carry up to Yerushalayim, therefore it's easiest to turn it into cash. When you get up to Yerushalayim, turn the cash back into food. That's the simple meaning. But Ki Lo Se'eto has a different meaning, points out Rabbi Elazar. And that is, Ein Se'et El Achila. The word se'et means there's something in the way of your being able to eat it. As it says, Vayisa mas'et me'et panav. Mas'ot me'et panav. So you see here that when they came to Yosef, he gave all of his brothers, he gave them food. It's called mimas'ot. So therefore, lo tuchal se'eto would have a double meaning. Not only you can't carry it, but, or you wouldn't be able to eat it. Why? Because it's tamei. So therefore, according to this, even if it were in Yerushalayim, why does it say that it has to be Yiganez? All you need to do is to be paid it. Well, it's talking about over here that this Maaser that we're talking about here was not the original Maaser Sheni. The original Maaser Sheni indeed was too much to carry. So he was paid it. Now he comes to Yerushalayim, and he buys edibles. Then the edibles become tummy. Okay, now what are we going to do? Even according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds that despite the fact that it's in Yerushalayim, you can still be podeh, the maaser sheni, that's only if it's the first time around. So then you're able to transfer the kedusha that's on the maaser onto a coin. However, we learn not from the pasuk, HaKesev, that it's HaKesev Rishon. Only the first time you've done that do you retain enough energy to transfer now the Kedusha of the Maaser to the new produce. But that produce can't keep doing this ad infinitum. So that once you're at the second round, there's no way now to remove that Kedusha from the Lakuach onto Kesev. So if that's the case, even Rabbi Eliezer's Maida, that if it was a Lakuach, then there's nothing to do. Because we'll see that there's a Man Yomer holds this. Right now the Gemara says, but wait a minute, even if it's Lakuach, can't you be Poteh? Because after all, the Tznan, HaLakuach, B'Kesem Maaser, Shinitma Yipadeh, answers the Gemara, okay, but that's not everybody agrees to. We're talking about Alita the Rebbe Yehuda, the Yomer Yikadeh. So if you say that it needs to be buried, then that's the explanation. We're talking about over here, something that was in the Eir HaNidachat that was Maaser Sheni, wasn't roi to be eaten, and therefore wasn't considered to be your money, was brought up to Yerushalayim. There it becomes mutter. At that point it becomes the Eir HaNidachat, becomes now a kolot in the mechitzas. Then it became tameh. And therefore, even though once it was called a mechitzah, it doesn't become aser because of Eir HaNidachat, it becomes aser because of Tuma. You'll say, go ahead and be paid it. It's talking about that we were paid it, we bought it. Of course, now the problem is, Yachi, you might as well cut out the Eir HaNidachat, because the Eir HaNidachat is irrelevant. All that you did over here is that you figured out a story whereby, because of Eir HaNidachat, it wouldn't be aser. Because it was in Yerushalayim, called to a mechitzah. So then why is it not edible? Oh, must be because tamei. So forget the first part of the story. What are you trying to tell me? That Maaser Sheni that got tamei in Yerushalayim, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, if it's lakuach, cannot be nifta, and it needs to be yiganez. Thank you. Then say so. Don't start up this crazy story with a niranidachas. It's completely irrelevant. So my niranidachas, I feel the almanami, but it can't be the case. Whew. Okay, you're right. All right, let's go back to drawing books. We're talking about Tahor. Forget about the Tamei Jazz. Okay. Now, the problem is, you said, that it was Kotur Mechitzot. Since it was Kotur Mechitzot, it's no longer considered to be Nikbatzim Latocha. Therefore, it should be Mutter. That's what you're saying.
Ah.
What happened is, the Mechitzot fell down. The Nafal Mechitzot. So say, so what if Nafal Mechitzot? Isn't there a din of the once it's kolot with the mechitza, it's never released? Yes, but that's here following Rava's din. Because as Rava points out, the din of a mechitza, le'echol, that you need to be within the mechitzas of Yerushalayim to eat, b'fnim and afoma. That part is the right. But liklot, that the mechitzas are permanently there to prevent you now, legabe pidyon, or legabe the din of the iranidacha, that it should be able to be nikbatz of the tocha, that's only the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan were not gezer when the mechitza is not kayam. So ki itnu la mechitza, there goes the Rabbanan. But ki letnu la mechitza, lo. Now, look, this is a very strange sort of, and there's a lot of different approaches and a lot of different girsaot. On the surface, this is ridiculous. Because if you're telling me that it is the Rabbanan, so what are you saying? The Rabbanan weren't geyser, and if they were geyser, they would have taken off the din of the Iranidachas. I mean, you're saying, since the Rabbanan weren't geyser when the mechitzas fell down, so therefore, the Iranidachat is chal on it, because it is nikbatz in the teicha, because they didn't ask for bringing it to the Iranidachas. And if they would have asked for it to bring it to the Iranidachas, so that would have been deicha, the deraisa that says that this is the money of the Iranidachas, it needs to be burned. That's very strange. So some say, yeah, why not? Since the din of nikbatzim betocha in the end is dependent on logistics, if Lamaisa the Rabbanu would have answered it, says it's not nikbatzim betocha. What's the difference? It's not any worse than animals. We remember one of the perushim, not nikbatzim betocha. These are animals that graze outdoors. They never come in. No good. So you're saying it can't be nikbatzim? Can be nikbatzim. It's just not going to be nikbatzim. So therefore, I need to come on to this approach. That it must be the Rabbanan weren't gezer in this case. Memela, it would have been. Okay. Now there's another girsa, according to which it never talks about the walls come tumbling down. Instead, it's talking, leave out those words, and just say that it's going, Aliba de Rava, the Amar Rava, Mechitza Lachol de Araita, Liklot de Rabbanan, period. So what does it mean? It means, since according to Rava, the entire Dinaklita Mechitzas is Drabonan, Miniraisa, it remains the Rechush of the Irani Dachat. Since it remains the Rechush of the Irani Dachat, because they're not really an Isidiraita in taking it out, Mamela Yiganeza. Okay, that's the Ravitz Girsa. That's the simplest approach. Okay, continues on now the Mishnah next piece, Kitve HaKodesh Yiganeza. Now this Mishnah that says that you're supposed to, if you have chumashim, let's say, then you're geinez those chumashim, is masnis the law ka Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, you should know that if this Irani Dachat has even a single mezuzah in it, then it can't be made in Irani Dachat. Kol ir sheyesh ba'afil mezuzah achat, ein anaseit Irani Dachat. Shrema v'sarafta ba'esh et ha'ir vet koshel ala kalil. You're supposed to burn the entire city totally. How could you burn the entire city totally if there's a mezuzah in it? I mean, doesn't it say lo ta'asun ken la'ashem elokechem? So if you're not allowed to burn it, so then that means that this is not the type of city that the Torah was referring to. As in Yoni Da'as, kosher ken, if there's a chumash in it. So you cannot take that and burn it, since you can't take it and burn it, it wasn't included in the original din of Yerani Dachas. In other words, he doesn't agree that this is covered by shalal. Because if it's not shalala, then that's not what you're supposed to burn, obviously. It would be no problem. We have to understand that Rashi, who doesn't mention Shalal, was going only with the Rabbanan. Anan, he says. I mean Rabbanan. Of course, there's a whole bunch of discussion over here. Why don't we say Esedoch or Lot Esed? Since there's a mitzvah to be served the city, so you can burn, be over on the Isser of burning it. Really? Then you're not burning the whole city. What's the problem? It says it, Kol Shalala, you're not burning the whole city. If you can't burn the whole city, you don't burn any of the city. What are the mitzvah by half? Only because it's because of the Meisa. He said, all of these things is only because of Meisa. You're coming to answer why you don't say Esedech Elois Esed. I don't understand. So then it wasn't included, so it's not a problem. How could you probably use that?
That's not answering.
It's not answering it, that's asking it. You're not making a bigger question, so it was never a problem in the first place. The question is, why isn't Esedech Elois Esed? It's some interesting discussions here about it, because there are equivalent questions. Let's say you have Chodesh. You can't be Yotzei Matzah with Chodesh, right? Why not? Esedoch Elois Esed. I suppose it's the only grain that you have. So Chodesh is going to be mutter the next day. You should be able to eat the Chodesh. You become the mitzvah matzah. This is a whole discussion with the Achronim about whether a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah on the person, is doich an iser, which is an iser on a chefetz. If you are not supposed to do something, fine. So then Esedoch Elois Esed. But if the question is, this thing is prohibited, it has nothing to do with the mitzvahs on you. Okay, that's one of the many approaches that we've discussed. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Okay, then we have the next piece. Rabbi Shimon says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kalil means it's as if you brought a korban oil. That's great. Then we have the machlokas about whether you can rebuild it as a shopping mall, or at least as a park, or whether even a park is awesome. So here we were darshaning, if you take a look back on Kofir Aleph Amid Beis. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Vahayeta, tel olam. Tel olam means it's supposed to be a tel. A tel is not to be built at all. Lo te'aseh ginotu pardesim. You can't turn the city into a happy place of parks and trees. Rabbi Akiva Omer, but that's only the first part of Pasuk. Vaita tel olam lo tibane od. Lo tibane od means lekamot shaita. So that means that it can't be built up as a city. But aval naseti ginotu pardesim. So we had earlier. So the question over here is, what precisely are they arguing about? Shall we say that the machlokas over here is in the halacha about klal uprat? Because be'etzim we have, it should be a tel olam. Tel olam is a klal. Lo tibane od is a prat. It's a klal uprat, ain't b'klal olamash uprat. When it says leave it as a tel, it only means to leave it as a tel in terms of lo tibane od. And yet they're arguing. So what would they be arguing on? In Leva of the Rabbavin Amar Rabbi Lo Kamiflagay. Apparently, they're arguing about Rabbavin Amar Rabbi Lo. The Amar Rabbavin Amar Rabbi Lo. Kol makom shata motze klal be'ase uprat belo ta'ase. In daninato b'klal uprat. You can't call it a klal uprat if they have totally different ambience. What is vaita? What it should be? It should be a tel olam. Next, I'm addressing you what you're not supposed to be doing. Don't build a new one. What does that have to do with the klal uprat? It's not within the same set at all. So according to him, according to Rabbi Yavi, you don't have a klal uprat. So maybe that exactly is the issue over here. That mar eat later above it. So if you hold that lo tibane ot is the definition of the klal, vaita tel olam, like Rabbi Akiva, you obviously cannot hold the rabbi. Rabbi Yossi, I agree, I hold the rabbi. So mar eat later above it. No mar let later above it. Lo. Not necessarily, you don't have to say that at all. It could be that everybody agrees to Rabbi Ovin's rule, in which case the question would be, I mean, then the way to darshan it would be, Rashi suggests, as a klal, and a dovra yatsa min a klal, perhaps. It's two approaches in Rashi that Marsha understands. It would be a klal, would be, okay. Then we have a lo divaitatel olam. Then we have a davara yotze min haklal, lo tibana od. So then that idea is that it's malamed ala klal kulo yatsa. That would be the pshat. Don't make anything that would be similar to the usage of humans with it. So if it's a park for people to go in and so on, that should be awesome. Or maybe it's a difference between an es and a lotasa. Vaitatel olam would include everything. Loti baneod is an iser lav in terms of binyan. It's also possible. Says the Gemara, could be everybody holds the rib oven. Over here we have a separate word that's teaching us something, isn't it? What do you need od for? What's it trying to say? Again? What do you mean again? Obviously again. You just tore the whole place down. You burnt it. So what do you mean od? Lotimane, it shouldn't be built. Is that what you're saying? So that's the question. How do we understand that od? Talk about the mythology. Marsavar od legamri mashma. So one holds that the nature of the word od means entirely, in any way. So in other words, it's adding dafka, anything at all, should not be built in any way in the sense of ad olam. Umarsavar od lekamoshaita. It means od is bedafka coming to say, even though normally I would have said vaitat el olam is a klal that's not being redefined. In this case, it is being redefined because it's telling me, not as klal, but it's telling me a new halacha, not because of the klal proper, because of this is what I mean by tel olam. Tel olam measured against what was. Okay, what does that mean, though, in terms of the original Ganotu Pardesim? I mean, let's say there were Ilanot in this city originally. So what's the din over there? Well, if there were Ilanot Lushin, if they're just, it's a pile of wood, that's property. All the property is Osir. But if it's Mechubarim, so then it's Mutter. If it would be an Iracheret obviously cannot mean another town's property, which Bechlal isn't included. It means there is another city in history, which sounds to you similar to Yarnidachat. But nonetheless, Bein Tlushin Bein Mechubarim, it would be us. And what would that be? Amrif Kisa, that's Yericho. The only place where we have that din, treating a city as if it's an Irani Dachat, is Yericho, we're over there. Yoshua says, Vaita, ir cherem lashem. So it's supposed to be a cherem. Cherem means, in every sense, it's more chomer than the Irani Dachat is. Once we're already on that topic, let's take a look at that story, because, of course, Yericho goes on to Chiyo Beit Ha'eli and so on. So it says there, Vayashba Yoshua Beit Ha'eli mor, Arur Ha'ish Mifnei Adonai, Asher Yakum Uvana et Ha'ir Hazot, et Yericho, note the repetition, Bivchoro Yazdena, he will start the foundations with the death of his firstborn, Ubitziiro Yatziv Latea, and with his youngest son, he will put up the gates. So now, if you analyze the repetitive, Ha'ir Hazot et Yericho, so clearly there are two separate Yisurim over here, Tanya. You cannot rebuild another city and call it Yericho, and you cannot build Yericho and call it another name. He says, don't build this city. I don't care what you call it. So lo Yericho Hashem Iracheret. This city, Ha'ir Hazot, cannot be rebuilt. Nor can you rebuild at Yericho. If you build another city and you call it Yericho, can't do that either. V'lo Iracheret Hashem Yericho. Uchtiv. Now, the dichtiv is mashma that we only learn it from there, which indeed, it's mashma a little bit in Rashi, the Marsha tries to make it work out. But the Pash, this is the way that we learned it. So Uchtiv, then at that time, of course, B'yamav, this was during the days of Achav and Eliyahu. So then Chiel, who was close with Achav, Chiel Beta Eli, built Yericho. Now note that it doesn't say he built that city. It said he built Yericho. In fact, he wasn't really from the same Shevet, and therefore it was probably built a different city and called it Yericho. So, Bona Chiel Beit Ha'eli at Yericho, Ba'aviram Bechoro Yasda, Ubiskuv Tziro Etziv Dlatea. So there is poor Chiel building a city, and he builds it now as a firstborn dies. Aviram dies when he builds the foundations. His youngest son dies when he puts up the door. Exactly, Kidvar Hashem, it says over there, Ashidi Ber Biyad Yoshua bin Nun. So, the Braita puts it like this, Baviram Bechoro Rasha. Well, Aviram Bechoro was such a no goodnik anyway. Lo Hayalo Lilmod. What's he going to learn from there? Maybe his son dropped that because he's no goodnik. But, I mean, he should have understood, Biskuv Tziro Hayalo Lilmod, why this happened. What? What information do we have about Aviram in school? What did they do? We don't think about those. What's it talking about? Sorry, you're right. Skip that. Okay, come on. But Aviram dechoro haya lo lilmod lo oto rasha. I mean, should that man, that vicious man, Chiel, after losing his oldest son, you shouldn't have thought that he would have learned a lesson already? He had to go through till skuv b'tziro. And by the way, I mean, obviously, if Aviram is the older son, and you already told me he's the Bechor, so then it must be that Skuv is the younger son, right? So why do you have to tell me Skuv Tziro? I'll tell you why. He had lots of sons. They all died, one after the other. The thing is, with the remaining son who was Tziro, that was the youngest son. But meanwhile, every time he did something, he lost another son. So this guy did not really get the message. So he just kept going, sort of like Israelis. Just keep going. Yeah, let's go. So until, he'll never learn a lesson. Now, the story over there is, of course, Eliyahu comes now. That was where the entire beginning story with Eliyahu. That's where he now stops the matar and Achav goes bananas and this terrible famine all these years. The whole story begins at the Beit Avel of Chiel Beit Eli. And in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Elio there. He didn't want to go there. It's a whole medrash about the fact that he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I walk in there, I'm going to lose my patience with these guys. I can't stand looking at their faces. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, okay, whatever you say will go. If you lose patience, I'm with you. Which I'm bringing up now because it's Nogea, the sugya later on, as we'll see. Now, Achav was Shushbine Havi. Achav was a close friend, Shushbin, even in marriage with Chiel Beit Eli. And Havi Ata Ilu the Elio Sahi, Achav and Elio, are coming in to be Menachem Ovam. Lemisho Bishloma Beitanya. Yati Vika Omar. So he's sitting there and saying, you know, I don't know how did such a great tragedy happen. Dilma Kamelet Yoshua Ochilat. Is it possible that maybe Yoshua actually had made a curse even against Lo Yericho Hashem Yirachar Lo Yirachar Hashem Yericho? Because this is a different city. Omar Le'Elio, yes, it's exactly it. Him. So Achav says to him, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Take a look at how many curses Moshe Rabbeinu gives us. You know, I mean, you read every day in Kriyat Shema. So, Moshe cursed us to hell to make any difference. I'll tell you one thing. A guy like me, I put up avodah zarah on every last furrow in the country. And you know what? There's so much rain, I can't even get there to worship them because there's too much mud. So much for curses. You're going to tell me Moshe Rabbeinu's curse is useless, but the Talmud, Yoshua's curse, that's what killed poor Eli, Beit Eli, which is the Allah Shema Allah. That's what called cursed poor Chiel. I mean, you guys and your superstitions, it's beyond belief. I'll tell him. And I tell you, there's no rain. The darn rain doesn't even let me get there to worship them. So, Lutvatsi Yoshua, Talmidim and Kaim, you're trying to tell me that the curses of the Talmud Yoshua, that's going to be what's Mukuyam. Miyad, and at that point, Elio loses it. And he says, Vayom Elio, Tishpimi Toshve Gilad, Chai Adonai Elohe Yisrael, Imiet Talu Matar. Now he curses, because he was told God will back him on this. Imiyash Animele Talu Matar Kim Lefidvari. Only I'll be my words is there going to be any rain. And I ain't budging. So much for that. Okay, so what did he do? Dimitra. And God hands him over the keys to rain. So now it's up to him. The konvaz, and he gets up and walks away, and that's it. From that point on, Achav's looking all over for him, can't find him. Ufanita. So God sends him away from there to Nachal Karit, and these Orvim, or Mevim Lo Lechem, Ubas or Baboker, these crows, these ravens are bringing him food. These were the simon of the ravens that Noah had sent out. It says, Aloch Veshov, Had Yaboshet Amayim. What's Yaboshet Amayim is the Yaboshet Amayim in the days of Eliyahu. But it's also remiss to him, because these are cruel birds. cruel Master Elijah. Cruel.
Crook is called a murderer. Crows. Crook of crows is referred to as a murderer.
Oh, that's it. There you go. A murderer of crows. That's what they were telling him. You're a murderous crow. And he caused tremendous pain, obviously. Now, where did these crows get food for Elio? Obviously, I'm reviewing them around. They talked to Achav. They took it out of Achav's kitchen and flew it over to Elio. Anyway, things get so bad that there's no longer even water in Nachakarit. So given the Chazadik at Sarabiyam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Elio is not going to move. So now what he does is he takes him, Davka, to Tzarfat, to see the Tsar that's going on. And there he meets this woman. And in the end, he has to have recourse to the key of Triat HaMetim because the child gets ill, the whole business. Because of that, he's going to have to hand back. So that's how we trace why at that point where things had gone all the way so bad did Hashem send him over there. Because it says, after those events. What's the after those events? So it's all, we're connecting all of the Vayehis. So we're going all the way back to the original Maisa. And then, Chala ben Isha ba'alat habayit, so the son gets ill of the Isha Tzarafit. So now he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, look, you know, I got to be Mechayim Meitim on this poor kid. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, you know, I mean, everything in the world I give over into the hands of a Shliach. There's only three things I don't give over, generally. Shalosh Maftechot, some learn I don't give all three. Lo Nimsur L'Shliach, Shal Chaya, that of pregnancy, Shal Gishamim, Shal Tchiyat HaMeitim. So now, I gave you the Gishamim. Now you're asking me for the Tchiyat HaMeti. I mean, come on, fair is fair. What are you going to say? You got two and I got one. I mean, I have to have something on you, you know? So Yomru Shtayim B'yat Talmid, Achat B'yat Araf, I'm willing to make an exchange. So you give me back the Mafteach of Gishamim, and I'll give you the Mafteach of Tchiyat HaMeti. What do you say? Therefore, we see, so he took it back. I think Avshakel gave back that one, took this one. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, Lech Ra'el Achav, go show your face to Achav, Ve'etnamata, I will give the rain. At that point, Elio couldn't give the rain. So, you know, he was the one that said the Chatchila, until I say so. At this point, it was already too late for him to say so. He's already given back the key. I'll give you the key back. So therefore, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point. Dorash Ugli Lach, a minute of Chista, that famous guy in the Galil used to give those drushes. And this is the Ma'at Avadama. You know what it's like? It's a gavra the takila gali. Some guy slams the door. He's making a real point. He slams the door. Then he loses the key. He can't open the door. So the avdel maftaches. It doesn't say anywhere that Elio opens the door because he's lost the key. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it. It says, ve'etna, I'll take care of it. Dorashub Yosef Tzipori, Abba Elio, our dear big daddy, that's a sense of Rashi says, chavivut. It's, you know, closeness and, and, you know, but it's big. It's big daddy. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not claiming he's just to my level. But you got to know this guy is a kaptanav. He's not an easy person to get along with. So the moral understood what this means is that he was tiding that Elio was not that he was, he's a kanoi. He's a kaptan. I may be kanoi also, but he's a tough guy to get along with. So that Lamaisa, I mean, all of this story of trying to show him how people are suffering and so on and so forth, that is an indication of Kapdanut. And Leo didn't exactly like that because he viewed all of his Maisim as being entirely L'Shem Shamayim, and it was totally Kanaut, not Kapdanut. So he was really angry at him. So Haviroga Lameta Gabe Elio used to come and learn every day. They used to have a Seder with Rabbi Yossi. 3 days he doesn't show up to Seder. So Kiata, when he comes now, the fourth day, so Rabbi Yossi asks him, "Amaylo Atamar, why didn't you show up?" "Amayu, Kaptan Karitali." He said, "No, you're doing the same thing again. I'm going to have to come under Kakapi, Basi. You are a Kaptan. Why'd you get so hot under the collar? Call you a Kaptan. So, again, you don't show up. So you're just proving my point." Okay. Lamaisa is very interesting that the Chofetz Chaim actually learns halacha from here. Because the time is, how could Rabbi Yossi, I mean, obviously Rabbi Yossi learned with Elio, he knew Elio. If he's telling people it's hard to get along with Elio because he's a kaptan, so obviously it can't be Lashon Hara. So he learns from here that it is not Lashon Hara to say about a Talmud Chacham, he's a kaptan. because the Gemara says elsewhere, you find the Talmud Chacham that is very midayin. That's the kind of the Torah that is driving you. It's true, it's not the same as Kanaut, but it's a demand for higher standards, a perfect standard. Okay. That may have a source in his personal kaptanut, but it's being driven by something that's good. It's not considered to be lashon hara.
Even though it hurts the person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why they want to show up. So maybe we'll leave this for the siyum, the next piece, at Ellie's house. Does Ellie have a suggestion as to when, what, where? Okay, but as Ellie knows well, unless something is done, nobody ever agrees. It's not a tam. Isa shel maaser sheni ptura min hachalah divrei Rabbi Meir v'chachamim mechayvim. Omra pista, machloket b'maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim. The Rabbi Meir savar maaser sheni mamon gavol, v'rabbanut savar mamon edyotur. Avo b'gvulin, divrei hakol patur. Mot divrei Yosef maaser sheni v'kitvei hakodesh yiganezim, b'maya skina. Ilei b'Yerushalayim, mi'avi yiranidachat, v'atani asra dvorim nemru b'Yerushalayim, v'zo achat b'yemen aset yiranidachat, v'lo b'yeracheret, v'sku b'Yerushalayim v'gava. It's got to be Begvulin. And nonetheless, Katani Ganezer, it's obviously Maman Ediot. Look. Leolam Diracher, Veskuda Gava, Akumaskin and Shinitma. Nitma, and Litrake. Domer Rabbi Elazar, Minain Lamasa Sheni, Shinitma, Shibudino to Afil Birushalayim, Tomodomar, Lotu Halseito, and Sa'id is also Achila, and Satela Achila, Shema, Vaisamas Ot, Meit Panav. Akumaskin and Balakuach, so. You can even be part of Lakuach. Velifrakeh, it's not. Halakuach bekesev maaser shenitma can still be yipadeh, but not alibet Rav Yehuda. Yomer yikaver. So then, yochim ariyan yidachad. It could be any kind of maaser that was nitma belakuach. Afil li'almanami. Ela li'olam betohor. Uchagon denofo mechitzot uchidarova. Yomer rova mechitza lechol dioraita. Liklot derabanan. But he goes, Rabbanan, ki itnu lemechitza. But ki letnu lemechitza, lo. Kitve hakodesh yiganezu, matitin de lo, ka Rabbi Eliezer. The time. Rabbi Eliezer, amer kol ir, shi yesh ba afil mezuzah achat, ina nazit ir anidachat. Shremer vesaraf ta beishet ha ir, vet kol shalala kalil, echad ike mezuzah lo efsha. Dechtiv lo tasun, ken Hashem alokechem. Rabbi Shimon, amer amara kadosh baruch hu, et nechshav beinai, like an ola. Then the machloket Rabbi Yosef Glin Rabbi Akiva about whether you can make it into ganot upartesim. So leima ben Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Loik amiflagei the Amar Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Loik amokam shata motzi klal beasei uprat belota asei ein daninato bechlal uprat. So apparently mar ite the Rabbi Avin or mar lepe the Rabbi Avin lo the kulei amidlo the Rabbi Avin achalak amiflagei mar savar od legamrei mashma umar savar od lekamoshaita. In an innate avanasity ganot parisim turnabon. Hayuba ilanot tlushin asurin, mukhubarim utarim, but there's another town, bein tlushin bein mukhubarim asur. Which town? Omra chist yericho, dechtivaita yer cherem lashem. Vayesh baye or shobet ilemor, orura ish tifne ashema sheyakumu vanata irazot, or at yericho, bibichoroya zdenovitsi roya tziblatea. Tanya lo yirichol shem yirachirat, lo yirachirat shem yirichol. Dichtiv, uchtiv. Banach hiyo biyamav, banach hiyo beit ha'eli et yirichol. Ba'aviram b'choro yustav, b'zguv tziro yitziv delatea. Tanya, ba'aviram b'choro rasha, lo haya lilmod. B'zguv tziro haya lo lilmod. Ba'aviram b'zguv, ma'yavet. No'ach kana. Ba'aviram b'choro haya lo lilmod lo to rasha. You have to get to b'zguv tziro. Why does it say b'zguv tziro? I mean, I'm not sure. Aviram b'choro in Yodea sh'zguv tziro. Ma Talmud lomar z'guv tziro. Malamik sh'aya mekaber v'olech mi Aviram atzguv. So achav v'shushbo nehave. And ata iu ve'elio l'mishro b'shloma b'tami. Yati v'komar. Diyoma ki melat Yehoshua hafilat. Lo yirichol Hashem yirachert v'lo yirachert Hashem yirichol. Omar le'elio in. Omar le'elio in. Come off it, Ashton Lutvata, the Moshe, Lokom Akainus, Visartem, Avatem, Rimacherim, Vichora, Afashem, Bachem, Yatsarat, Hashemai, Loyamatar, Vahu Gav, Rukibla, Avadat Kohavim, I'll go tell him to tell him, and let's Shavikle Mitra, the Mazel Maskidle. So you're trying to tell me that Lutvata, the Yoshua, Tamine, Mikaima, מיד ויאמר אליהו תשפי בתושבי גלעד חי השם אלוקי ישראל יתה לו מטר. אז בואי רחמי ולא בקלידה דמיטרה וקם ועזו. ויהי דבר השם אליו לאמור לך מזו ונית לך קדמה ונסתרת בנחל כרית והעורבים מביאים לו לחם ובשר בבוקר מהיכה. אומר רבי יונה מרב מבית אחרי יחב, of course. ויהי מקץ ימים ויבש הנחל כי לא היה גשם בארץ. עקיף את החוזה. דיקה צערה בעלמה. ויהי דבר השם אליו לאמור קום לך צרפתה וכתיבה יחר הדברים האלה חלה בין האישה בעלת הבית. זו בוא רק בין המתן להקליט לתחיית המתים. אמרי לה, well, you know, שלוש מבטיחות לא נמצאו לשליח. של חיה, של גשמים ושל תחיית המתים. יום ושניים ביד תמיד ואחד ביד הרב. אי תאה ושוק אליי. תכתיב לה חירה לך ואתנה מתה. דורש וגידה כמיד רפקיסטה, משל דליו. למה הדבר דומה? לגב את התר כלגב, ויופן על מבטיחת. דורש וביוזו בציבור הישנו, אבא אליהו זה קפדן. זה אבי רגע למתי גבי. איכסי מני תלת היוני. ולא אתה. כי אתה אמר לי, אמר לו, אתה מה? אמר לי, קפדן קרית לי. אמר לי, נו, אתה כמן כקפיד מה?
Thing that we learned in the Mishnah was that it says לא ידבק בידך מאומה מנחרן, and that means שכל זמן שהרשעים בעולם חרון אף בעולם, עבדו רשעים מן העולם, נסתלק חרון אף מן העולם. That was the closing of the Mishnah. L'chora, this is referring to even after none of the Rishayim are around. And when it says, Lo yidbak b'yotcha m'umma m'nacherem, the simple understanding of the Mishnah is that it's a leftover of the Rishayim, in which case, so long as there's something that is shayach to Rishayim, it's as if they have a place in the world. But L'maisa, the Gemara understands this to be an extension of the din of Yerani Dachas. So that this teaches us a general din that goes man shereshayim ba'elam. It's not just the Yerani Dachas itself could be never existed. I mean, that we had as a machloikas. But it means that goes man shereshayim ba'elam in general. But that means it would have to be the type of reshayim that are associated with this idea of lo yidbak b'yotcho u'umma min acherim. So what would that be? As the Gemara man reshayim om Rav Yosef ganve. What this means is that people that have, with, and that's how it's similar. In other words, a person that is davuk mu'uma menacherin, so something that does not belong to a person, it's constantly being tzayek that it's in the wrong place, that it has no connection to him. So it's not really his bilus. And therefore, it's similar to the connection to charonim. Tana rabbana, rasha bo la'olam, charon ba la'olam. When a Rasha enters the world, so there's anger in the world. Shenamar bevo Rasha bagam buz ve'im kalon cherpa. So that when a Rasha arrives, you mamish see this, because the fact is, you find that there's a Rasha comes into a location, and automatically there's a decline in the entire level of communication, talking, just a sense of bizoyan and buz and busha, meaninglessness of all of the things that are going on around him. And therefore, with such a kalon, it's an embarrassment for human beings to act this way. So it's like a cherpa. On the other hand, Rasha avad min olam tova ba'al olam. Just like we learned that when it comes to the din of the Yerani Dachatz, we were derish the word kalil Hashem Elokecha. That the Torah tells us that in destruction sometimes lies the equivalent of bringing a korban on the mizbeach. So you would think that, you know, what can we do? We reluctantly, after all, there's a bit of itzila eda, and so we're reluctant to be ma'abed rishayim. But the truth is that in true rishayim, be'ibud rishayim rina, that there's singing on earth. I mean, we could certainly, you don't need much imagination to imagine bursting out in song with some of the rishayim that the entire world would be very happy to be without. Tzadik niftar min olam ra'a bal olam. If a tzadik dies, unfortunately we just heard of the p'tir of Mordechai Elio tonight. If a tzadik dies, leaves the world, bad things come to the world. Shenemar ha-tzadik avad. The tzadik is lost. Nobody pays attention to the fact. Ein ish sam alev. Nobody notices. And anshei chesed ne'esafim, people that maintain chesed in the world are gathered to the next world, we don't want paying attention to the fact that the bad that is coming to the world means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them away, because they're the, first of all, they prevent the Ra from coming, and also shouldn't be mitzayir in the presence of Ra. Shenemar, Ze yenachameinu mima'asenu mitzvon yadeinu. So we saw the coming of Noach himself entering the world was a bringing of Nechama and Teshua to the world. And even when it came to time for the marvel, we saw the hesped of Mr. Shalach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put off those Shivas Yomim to be Matz of the Yolam. So according to Mamad Yarmah, we saw before those were the Yomim of the hesped. Even the hesped of the Tzadik is Ma'akev HaSapuranut, as the Gemara said before. Hajan Allah, Ko Yisrael Yeshlam, Chelek Lolam Abba, Uslikala Meseches Sanhedrin. Hadron Allah Meseches Sanhedrin, Hadrach Alon, Eli, you have to say the smile.
I do.
This is your Mesech, man. Come on. Daitan Allah. Oh my goodness, oh, let me try that again. We have such a schuss tonight. I'm trying it again. Hadron Allah, Ko Yisrael Yeshlam, Chelek Lolam Abba, Uslikala Meseches Sanhedrin. כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת סנהדרין, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכת עוד ספרים אחרים ולסיימם. ללמוד אל עולם עד לשמוע ולעשות לקיים, את כל דברי סנות הרסך ביהבה, וזכוס כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים, יעמוד לנו לזרנו, שלא תמוש התורה מפינו מפי זרנו וזר זרנו עד עולם. תתקיים בנו, ביזלך, תנחה אותך, ושורך בך תשמוע עליך, והקיצור סייד תשיחך. כי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה עושר וכבוד. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום. You want to do the complicated Kaddish?
Yeah.
You want to say it along?
Yeah, I have it in the art school.
Maybe say it along.
If you got it, I'll say it along.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Iskadel v'iskadesh, Shemei Rabo,
Amen.
Yomadi osi deskade tavla kaimi sa yovla sakaya sonakhe alma. Ule vivnei katadi oshalein. Ule shakvalai chalai kegave. Ule mekar pukhona nukro min aro. Ule sago pukhona dishmai ali asroi. Yam leh kuchu brechu bemachuse vikorei.
Maya the Atarai Yemlich Kisha Brichu Malchutei
Kare They long ago were a savage of a self, they took a savage of a massot. The Miron be on love in Guame. Our Israel, the Arab and Amia Tamideon, the Alco Tamide Tamideon, the Alco Madeus, give me a raiso. Divi Asra, the Kadisha David, the Father Saviasar, Yelon, Shlom Rabba, King of the East of Rag, in the Hain of Yiki. Umizon Arabic, who can only put on the Ishmael, the Arab in Guame. Shlomo Rabba min Shemayo, Kvayim Tovim Aleinu Vako Yisrael Vimru Amen. Aser Shalom Bimramah V'yaser Shalom Aleinu Vako Yisrael Vimru Amen. Mazel Tov.
I know if he stayed, I'd be out of job.
Oh, that's all Israel.